Right, so well, Carl Merry has returned, and this week I believe you're going to tell us a story about the Essex earthquake, which I think was in Wivenhoe.
Wivenhoe, yes, there was an earthquake in Wivenhoe. My friend Jan Williams did a story walk about 8 years ago around Wivenhoe called The Earthquake Walk, and she told a number of the stories
right.
of the earthquake.
What year was that?
I don't know, because I don't do the research.
Oh, right.
I do the storytelling.
I know it was in April.
I got a feeling, yes, that's right, it is in April.
Yeah.
I got a feeling, it's the 1860s, but I can't be quoted on that.
Never mind.
If your listeners know, perhaps they could let us know.
Indeed. Right, thank you very much, Carl. Let's hear the story then.
Mrs. Cuthbert was a woman who liked everything to be just so. Neat, tidy, and on time. But her husband, Mr. Cuthbert, was of another sort. Oh, he'd get up early enough in the morning to be ready for work, but it was very annoying to Mrs. Cuthbert. For as far as she was concerned, he'd be frittering his time away, reading his paper, eating his breakfast far more slowly than was necessary, so that by the time 9 o'clock came, he'd find himself in a rush. And that was when he left for the Wivenhoe shipyard to begin his day's work. And on this particular April morning, he was a little later than normal, for he could not find his battered old hat, an old brown derby hat. And as he searched for it, first looking on the pegs in the hall, he heard a sound. The loudest sound he'd ever heard, and no doubt the loudest sound anyone in Wivenhoe had ever heard in their lives. And he was thrown off his feet. And as he lay there on the floor in the hallway of his house, he saw the walls buckle and creak. He watched the ceiling above him opening like a gaping mouth. He watched as the chimney crashed down through the ceiling. We had no idea what was happening. It was completely outside his experience. Outside he could hear other people crying in terror, shouting, running. And Mrs. Cuthbert, who was in the kitchen, was equally shocked and terrified as glass splintered and roof tiles crashed all around her. And then she heard a moan from her husband in the hallway. And brave woman that she was, she rushed to help him. She picked him up. And as they got to their feet, they turned round to look at the destruction of their house. And they saw the second chimney crash into the parlour and scatter red-hot coals across the carpet. And before long, flames rose up. And it was in their light that Mr. Cuthbert saw his hat on the parlour table, where he'd left it the night before after coming home drunk from the pub. "My hat!" he shouted. "My hat!" And he tried to get into the parlour to retrieve it. But his wife was having none of this. And it took all his wife's strength to pull him out of the house. While he continued to call out, "My hat! My hat!" And as she was pulling him out, all the while she was muttering, "Damn your hat, you silly fool. Just be glad you're alive." But there's no record as to whether he was happy to be alive without his hat.
One wonders, I have to say, when you think about earthquakes at that time, and the house is totally destroyed, presumably there was no insurance in those days. You wonder how on earth they got over it.
That with great difficulty, I'd have thought. I mean, a number of houses in Wivenhoe had to be rebuilt.
And quite a bit of Essex, I think, as well. Yeah.
It's not a common occurrence in Essex.
Well, thank goodness for that.
Not what you would have expected. The shipyard, I believe, was damaged as well.
Yeah.
So even his employment could well have been affected.
I don't know how you pick yourself up from something like that.
Difficult.
Right, thank you very much indeed for that. Carl, what have you got lined up next week then?
Well, Essex has its fair share of witches, but it does also have one or two saints. And so I'm going to be telling the story of the Headless Saint.
The Headless Saint. Well, we look forward to that. Thank you very much.